These are my thoughts. Let me inspire you.
Who am I? A question we all have asked ourselves at one time or another. Deep inside, we all question ourselves and we wonder who we are. How do we see ourselves? And do you know that even in different seasons of your life, we all may be asking ourselves that question again and again?
Let's get started.
How do we see ourselves in this world? Our given identity consists to some as their gender, our place of birth, our race, culture, physical characteristics. But who are we? This is something I struggled with when I was younger and even in my walk now in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, prior to my coming to the faith, I identified myself more than anything by what I did. What do I mean by that? What did I do for a living? I identified myself as a recording artist, a singer. That's the title that I put upon myself and the world put upon myself because I was a professional singer. But when I had some crazy things start happening in my life, a lot because of poor choices and not knowing, and everything just started happening. And then I reached what I call a bottom in my life in my late 20s. That bottom eventually led me to the Lord after leading me to many destructive things in my search of who was I. During the time that I started walking with the Lord, I started doing some self-evaluation, allowing the Holy Spirit of the Lord and His Word to cut through so many things in my life. The hurts, the pains, the things I had not healed from. I realized that I really didn't know who I was because I was not no longer singing. You see, back in the mid-90s, the direction of music on many radio stations that I was playing my songs had changed. The programming had changed. So what now? This is all I ever wanted to do was be a professional singer. This is all I thought I knew how to do. This is how I identified myself. My father brought me around music all day long. And I developed a musical ear, which was natural for me to pick up melodies, to be able to sing without training. So much had changed. So what now? Well, I want to tell you that this change really affected me in a very severe manner. It affected me in a way that I felt empty, lost. I was walking around this world aimlessly looking to find out what my true identity, my purpose was to be. Not understanding at all that my true purpose is not in what I do, not so much in who I am at the moment, but more about whom I belong to. That's faith talk. And do you know that even in different seasons of our lives, we may still be asking ourselves that question, as I said, again and again and again. You see, our culture has become more obsessed and interested in discovering their individual identity. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in doing great things and seeking purpose and doing purposeful things that would help other people and make a difference in this world. I know that we are not all molded to be the same. We each have our unique DNA. The real problem is when we continue to just focus so much on asking ourselves, what is our identity? We tend to miss out on discovering our life's purpose. These days with social media, we are influenced by what others say our identity should or should not be. Or we are also being influenced to be like others and lose the sense of our purpose. The word influencer means to influence. The problem I discovered when I was looking for my identity was that I was looking for it outside myself. And you've heard this a lot. Outside myself is when I'm seeing someone do something a certain way, when I'm being influenced by something, by media or whatever it might be, or whatever the world is doing now. Those things weren't always beneficial to me. We're brought up to think certain things when we're dating, that they're right, they're wrong, or that they should be like this. And, you know, don't let yourself show too much emotion. Seems that everyone is searching for something or someone to tell them who they are, who they belong to, and how they can relate into this world. We all have that tendency. It's a natural tendency to search for our identity in external things. I loved fashion and the changes of fashion. During my growing up, of course, there was no social media, there was no computer, there was no other influences but that in which we might have seen on TV. Whatever fashion coverage there was on TV or magazines that covered the latest fashion, well, we would go into the stores and we would see the latest of the latest color, the latest styles, the latest hemlines, the latest this and the latest that. When I became an entertainer, I became quite consumed with that world. Consumed in a sense that we were consumed with our fashion, and our fashion and our look would reflect, we thought, our identity. People would identify us by the image we were representing on the outside. But then it happened. In the mid-90s, something happened that changed me, that threw me into an identity crisis. I was no longer with the record label. Music had changed. The genre of music that was being played, that I was a part of at one time, was no longer being played on radio. And life just took a turn. Who was I now? I didn't quite feel comfortable anymore in my own skin. What was I to do? The clothes I was wearing were not wearing me. The things I was accustomed to doing no longer were. What was I to do? I was enslaved to those things, that's only one of many, outside myself, which somehow actually gave me what I know now was a false sense of identity. All those things would one day change. Have you ever been through that? Do you feel that way now? I have learned when life sends us some curves to reflect upon how I react and what I'm weighing my identity, my life, my purpose on. Is it those things outside that will be ever changing? Is there something deeper and greater inside of me and you that will always be evolving and changing and not affect the real you you are meant to be? Now that I am maturing in age, I too have struggled with this new question, who am I? When I look in the mirror and I see the laugh lines a little bit more indented as than before. Now, mind you, if you've seen my videos, I still too look in the mirror and say, who am I? Who am I in this season? And I have learned, and I'd love to be able to suggest to you, while this is not a video about aging, it is about embracing who we evolve to be a season at a time in our lives and not putting ourselves in this box that reflects upon how we might have looked or what we might have done in the past as a job, a vocation. Instead, look deeper inside on who God created us to be. The Bible says that all men and women are created in God's image, that humankind was created to reflect some of God's attributes. You can look at your identity anywhere, but followers of Jesus are called to find their identity in Him. Now you might say, well, I don't want to follow Jesus because I don't want to taste the Word of God says, taste and know that the Lord is good. I had a lot of reasons for not wanting to just open my heart to the Lord. I had a lot of misconceptions about some rules and regulations, because unfortunately, some churches or organized religion has falsely taught the Word of God, hindered, hurt, and misguided by their misinterpretation of Scripture others, and that's turned them off to wanting to come to the Lord. But today I say, taste, and see that the Lord is good. What you do is not who you are, because we won't always be doing what we were doing maybe yesterday. When we pursue a career, pursue it because we like it, because it is a part of whom we creatively may be, or prepared ourselves to do a work, a vocation. But if we did not have that job, who are we then? I have learned not to allow our jobs, our titles, to define who we are. For one, my past mistakes should not define who I am today, nor should they define you, because my life is full of faith and belief in knowing that what I did yesterday that might have been harmful to me and led to some repercussions and consequences does not have to imprison me in my today. In the book Living Sober, a book very small, found a lot in the Alcohol Anonymous or recovery groups, it says that if we hold on to the past with one hand and we hold on to the future with another hand, what then do we have to hold on to today with? Live in the present. Live in the present and allow yourself to discover a newness in you. You see, when we focus on these things that we do and making these our identity, the problem with this is that we're setting ourselves for great disappointment, because life will bring changes, some natural, some traumatic, such as, again, a sudden loss of a job. And then you start questioning yourself and your choices in life. Well, life is life and such is life. My channel is called Adelante. You know what that means? Keep moving forward. It's a lot of words for one word. Adelante is in Spanish, to move forward, to move forward. Sometimes amongst the younger generation, we hear that gossip is on social media aimed their way to destroy their reputation, saying things of others that are not true. And at times, these vulnerable younger minds feeling as if though the whole world is against them. Listen, as a recording artist, I can tell you that by the time I did dabble back and forth in the music business, even in the year 2009, I did go and still did some appearances in shows that I was being asked in events to perform my old music to. I can tell you that I questioned myself. I was now with a new mindset, but I was now in a world of social media. And I had to remember that there was more than just the public's eyes on me, but there was always also now a camera phone that would record everything I say and anything I do. That's not paranoia, that's wisdom. And my mirror for myself wasn't because I was afraid of what they'd say and how they'd ruin my reputation if there was something I would have done that was inappropriate or they lied about it. But it was more because my reflection had to reflect what God has been teaching me about whom I am and whom I should be in Him. So my concern, first and foremost, has never been to please people. Galatians, the Bible says, do I want to please people? Do I want to please God? I want to please God. See, what we wear, our clothing, is not who we are. It's just an expression of our taste, what we like. Because as we get older, our appearance changes and even our dressing will change. And I can't, and I hope you don't, identify yourself with your past, because your past might be a great part of your life as it has been for mine. But it is not who I am, and it cannot define me. Both teens and adults struggle with this. But what choices we make and what we use to say, identify who we are, in my opinion, will determine the course of our life. Now, that could be good because you can aspire for purpose, for greatness, but it can be bad because when you don't have it anymore, what then shall you do? And then who will you be then? The questions will occur. If we disregard the important truths that we are loved, we are chosen, we are redeemed, we are forgiven, and that we have been given identity by God, then we will not mimic what the world says and become self-focused, but instead we will become God-centered. You see, God is unchanging. He's reliable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When we learn to identify ourselves in Him, we won't be let down because God has proven time and time again in my life, and He will in yours, that He can be trusted. Thinking that what we do and our titles or our gender, when we put so much focus on certain things, can be dangerous. For one, if I say I am a woman and therefore I am, because I am, and I say, oh, I can't do that because I'm a woman, then I'm limiting to myself. I'm limiting myself to accomplish and to be able to fulfill my purpose in life, whether in a workforce or whether as an entertainer, as a writer, as an actress. That's one example that can become dangerous because I am putting myself in this box. In life, again, we will be asking ourselves this question from time to time. Don't be afraid of it. In my opinion, just take more inventory and check yourself and say, why am I asking myself this question? Have I not been down this road before? Because I can tell you, I'm going on my, put it this way, there's been many seasons in my life and I'm headed towards another decade. And I can tell you with each one, there will be changes and there will be questions and there will be unanswered questions. But I truly believe that as I have found in many of my brothers and sisters, that as you continue to seek the Lord, you will find your purpose, not your identity, your purpose. Your identity should be in Christ Jesus. Then everything else becomes easier. It rings true for the Christian and the non-Christian. So if you're listening to me, it rings true for humanity, these questions. This is basic question that we ask ourselves for centuries. Who am I? What is my purpose? Remember that our identity, who we are, what we believe, and how we live is a lot of times influenced by our culture. There is times that those beautiful cultural things are incredible. Of course, it is part of our heritage, our lineage, where we came from. But because there was this or that or that or this, let's say, for example, something simple. In my father's side of the family, there weren't any graduates from college. That time, that was a really huge deal, right? I was the first graduate and then went on to graduate school. Didn't finish my graduate school because I got sick, but I went on to study because my family did not accomplish something. Was I to take that identity upon myself and also emulate the same behavior? No, I broke the mold. Because there was abuse in my family, my father being a verbally abusive man, was I to carry that out? No. The curse needed to be broken. My sister and I, we worked hard to heal from that and to not follow that script in our lives. We know that God in the scripture has defined us. He says who we are. And I'm going to speak a little bit if you're having trouble defining yourself. It starts with understanding who He is, what He, God, says about Himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. How do you see yourself in this world? Do you say your identity is only consisting of what your gender is, your place of birth, your race, your physical characteristics? If that is the way we are looking at things, then we are going to run into a whole lot of problems. From a biblical perspective, all people were created in the image of God. You may be turning this off right now. But hear me. We're all entitled to speak, aren't we? All people are creating the image of God. I come from a faith background right now. It's going to be about 30 years. Unbelievers are estranged from God, and thus not fully connected to the source of life. And Christians, as the Bible says, are new creations being completed a day at a time in Christ. God created every person, says Genesis 1:27 in his image. He made us humans and distinct from every other created being. Today, I encourage you to find your identity in Christ. I'm not asking you to join a religious organization. I'm not even telling you, go find it in church. You'll find a lot of faulty people in church. I think the reason that many don't want to go to church is because you're looking at people instead of going to receive the word of God. Listen, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But I don't look onto man or woman for my perfection. I look onto God for where my help hath cometh from. You might say, so why do I need to go to a church? I go to a church, and many of us do, because the Bible says to not forsaken the gathering of the brethren. It gets a little deeper. As you walk in the Lord, you will realize that you will hunger and thirst to be around fellow brothers and sisters that, as ourselves, are not perfect. None of us are perfect. That we don't always act right. We don't always say the right things. The common thing we do have, at least 89% of us in the building, maybe 90, is that we love the Lord and that we need him and that he has done a great thing in our lives. When you hear those testimonies, as you can hear some of them in some of my testimonies, because it's more than one, you can find these videos or that video on YouTube where I speak about being a victim of verbal abuse and how it set a narrative for my life for many years and started kind of molding what I believed was my identity or supposed to be my identity. You will also be able to hear in my videos being quite transparent about my imperfections and the greatness of God. Those are the testimonies that encourage us and push us forward, not to be like someone else, but to learn a day at a time on how to be more the way God would want us to be. So today, if you're asking yourself, who am I? Or if you answered it already and stated a title, I am this, I am that, I am this, or even stated anything else, know this, you're not what you wear. Remember that your identity is not based upon your past mistakes. Don't let those define you. It's not based upon titles given to you by other people that are negative, things that have been said to you. It's not defined even by your past mistakes or anything else that has been traumatic in your life. You're not defined by that. Not at all. Don't let them define you. You're a human being created by God, fearfully and wonderfully made. In your mother's womb, who is loved even when others had not loved you, who is watched over even when you don't believe you are, who has the chance and the opportunity to learn more and grow more and feel less anxious if you just trust and set your eyes upon God. He can lead you, guide you, and show you who you really are. Meant to be. Thank you for tuning in. Please consider subscribing to my podcast and please check out the link below for my YouTube channel and subscribe. Share my videos. Let others know about the podcast and videos that are streaming on various platforms. Again, your support means a lot to me. If you can please give a like, leave a comment on YouTube, support me on the podcast in any monetarial amount that you can, I would so appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to Adelante with Arlene. These are my thoughts. Let me inspire.
Sigue adelante.